producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
If you thought that it was bad when you heard the story about the Silk Road trial, the behind-the-scenes ugliness in the DEA and the Secret Service, where one DEA agent, one Secret Service agent have now pled guilty to various different felony charges, essentially on corruption charges for extracting hundreds of thousands of dollars worth of Bitcoin from the Silk Road servers, basically, and doing all other manner of corrupt activities, including possibly revealing inside information about the FBI to the people that were running the Silk Road, which is an underground drug marketplace, or was an underground drug marketplace. If you thought that corruption was bad, which basically could possibly undermine the case that the government made against Silk Road founder Ross Ulbricht, sending him to prison for life, then wait till you hear what we have to tell you about tonight.
I hear it's a big deal.
Because the allegations that are coming out now are pretty shocking. And they involve kidnapping. Specifically kidnapping a lady we've had on this show before, the mother of Ross Ulbricht, Lynn Ulbricht, kidnapping her and also kidnapping his sister, Ross's sister. I don't know her name, but
people were going to kidnap Ross's family.
That is the allegation.
Okay.
So what we have to go on right now is a forum post on a website called MyPlanetGanja.com.
This doesn't sound real firm. You got a forum post on MyPlanetGanja.com, all right?
Yeah, and the post is made by someone who is ostensibly Variety Jones. Now,
who's Variety Jones?
People aren't going to really necessarily recall this, even if you paid close attention to the case, Variety Jones. If you paid close attention to the Silk Road case, Variety Jones was mentioned. I mean,
I remember the name.
He had a role, ostensibly, and that was basically as an advisor or a mentor to Ross Ulbricht. Now, for those that don't know, the Silk Road is what, Mark? What is the Silk Road? Or was the Silk Road?
It was an online marketplace where people could buy and sell anything, or sell
almost anything. Weapons were not allowed. Certain types of poison or child pornography was not allowed.
Sell nearly anything, right. And it was on the dark web, so you couldn't get there from sort of like the regular internet. You had to use Tor, which anonymized everything.
That's correct.
Use Bitcoin, which anonymized everything. So it was this kind of anonymous marketplace, and as a result, people did sell a bunch of different things, but a lot of them were drugs.
Yes, and the federal government and, of course, governments from around the world took great interest in taking down the Silk Road, ultimately somehow ferreting out the location of their server, and we still don't know how they pulled that one off, because Tor is supposed to be an anonymous system.
It is the mystery.
And the court case, they never broached the subject of how they actually got to the physical location of the server in order to take a copy of the server, dig through that information, ultimately leading them to Ross Ulbricht mm-hmm. as the purported architect of the entire operation, the man who ostensibly created the Silk Road with the help and the advice of Variety Jones. Variety Jones disappeared as of the takedown of the Silk Road. The first
seems
Silk
like
Road.
A good thing to do.
Yeah, so this was back in October of 2013 when the Silk Road was taken down. We're now 2 years, basically 2 years away from when that happened,
mm-hmm.
and Variety Jones has ostensibly resurfaced. Vice.com has a story about it, and I know that the person who's posting as Variety Jones, he's posting actually under a different name on MyPlanetGanja.com called Plural of Mongoose. And the thing with this...
What is the plural of mongoose?
That's a good question.
Mongooses? Mongeese?
Those both sound like fine guesses to me. All three of them sound like good guesses. You're welcome to share your thoughts at 855-450-FREE. But thing is, this post or this account on the forum, you know, as you said, Mark,
Planet Ganja doesn't exactly sound like the place you would expect to see a tell-all piece about the inside workings of FBI corruption regarding the Silk Road. But here it is nonetheless. And one of the reasons why it's
I bet they love the attention.
One of the reasons why it's here is because Plural of Mongoose, a.k.a. Variety Jones, or ostensibly Variety Jones, has had an account here for a long time. So his account was registered on this site back in May of 2009.
Okay.
So the idea is that that's some evidence that this is who he says he is, because he used this account previously, and the people on this forum know who he is. So he's like back on an old forum that he had been on in the past.
Yep.
Like, hey guys, I'm back. Here's what I've been up to for the last 2 years, which essentially is being threatened by some sort of secretive agent from the FBI. And I'll get into the details about that here in a moment. But that was my first question when I saw this post. I was actually over on the new Bitcoin.com forums is how I found out about this. Roger Ver had posted a link to this guy's post on the cannabis.
Yeah, that's how I saw it too.
And so I read through this insanely long post. It's super detailed. I don't know how many thousands of words it is, but it took me a while.
Small book.
To read through this today. And that was just one of his posts. He's been telling a few different stories on this lengthy 11-page long thread that is only going to get longer. He said he's happy to field anyone's questions that posts them to the thread. So there are a number of questions that are being posted basically as we speak. This is breaking news. This happened earlier this morning, Eastern Time. So this is developing as of right now. So Plural of Mongoose, in a very, very lengthy post, basically explains that he had, for the last couple of years, been engaged in this dialogue with this undercover agent, or whatever you want to call him, not undercover, but just somebody who's supposedly in the high levels of the FBI, somebody who knows what's going to happen, someone who can feed information to people to ostensibly keep them safe from getting busted, because this FBI agent knows what's going to happen. And Variety Jones, a.k.a. Plural of Mongoose, claims that this agent told him things that were going to happen before they happened.
Okay.
So, like, that he proved himself was the idea that, you know, this agent definitely knew some stuff that nobody else knew about, told Variety Jones this in advance of when it actually happened. So, as an example, he gave Variety Jones the information about the corrupt agents, the DEA and the Secret Service agent, that have now pled guilty to various corruption-related charges.
Okay.
He ostensibly told Variety Jones about this before it happened. And so that's you know, gives the guy some credibility, right?
Well, it gives some credibility with Variety Jones. At this point,
but
credibility from Variety Jones.
Right. No, these are allegations.
Yeah.
Okay, but
it's all very interesting.
The idea is here is that this is Variety Jones.
If
right?
if your story weaves together nicely, then okay.
It's super detailed. I mean, obviously
it could seem to be.
It obviously could have been faked, right? And there's still, I mean, maybe there's no real proof yet that this is the guy who he claims to be, but the people on the forum seem to believe that it is him.
Okay.
He does have some PGP stuff in here as well that one could probably, if you had his PGP signature from before, could probably compare, and I suspect someone has done that.
Okay.
Vice News says that they have verified that the person behind the account is who they say they are.
Okay, that's big news.
So, you know, I'm taking this as some pretty serious allegations that, you know, if it turns out that they are true, is going to be an absolute bombshell, I think, for the Ross Ulbricht case. If it can be found out who this FBI agent is, who ultimately ends up threatening Variety Jones, threatening Ross Ulbricht's family, and all of this is over, you might be asking yourself, why is this FBI agent threatening this Variety Jones? What's this all about? So the claim is that the agent has access to Ross Ulbricht's secret wallet. That Bitcoin is this decentralized currency. For our listeners that don't know, it's not created by any government or any bank. It's it can be used anonymously, but by default, it's not necessarily anonymous. It's actually very public and traceable because every transaction is available publicly. There's a public ledger. And so the agent claims to have a wallet full of, I don't know, was it $300 million worth of Bitcoin or something?
Lots of Bitcoin.
Like,
however, everyone knows that that's Ross Ulbricht's secret wallet, so the money has to stay in there because it's visible.
No, I don't think that everyone knows what this wallet is.
Okay.
I think that's one of the things about this wallet. And we don't know much about the wallet itself yet, but that's the claim, right, is that the agent has access to this wallet, but he does not have a passcode to send the Bitcoin out of the wallet. And he wants to get that passcode.
How does he have access?
He wants to get that passcode. We'll explain how. It's Free Talk Live.
There comes a time when you need custom embroidered or screen printed apparel for your business, organization, or a special event. Corporate Casuals has been helping people create great looking logoed apparel for over 25 years. They can produce a single piece or thousands using name brand apparel like Nike, Patagonia, Adidas, and Hanes. Create your logo in their online embroidery design studio or upload your existing logo and they'll turn it into embroidery. Go to corporatecasuals.com/FTL and include FTL in the order notes and save 5% on your order.
Mom, you text so slow. Abbreviate. Use BTW for by the way and LOL for laugh out loud.
Well, I'm texting Dad to make a reservation at America's Best Value Inn. Got one for that? ABVI. ABVI?
America's Best Value Inn. Everyone knows they're BVOTR, the best value on the road.
You're right. They have free internet and continental breakfast at most of their 1,000 hotels in North America, plus instant rewards with the Value Club.
You'd better text Dad to go to ABVI.com ASAP.
No! That's the sound your brain makes when you realize you're buying something and forgot the coupon. Online or in a store, knowing that you're missing a deal is the worst. You need the app from RetailMeNot right now. Get thousands of coupons from 50,000 stores like Kohl's, Domino's, Best Buy, and more with crazy deals like 60% off, free shipping, and free gifts with purchase. You can get a text invite to download the RetailMeNot app 100% free right now for Apple or Android. Just text the code UPDATE to 42767. Then just show your phone at checkout to save. It literally couldn't be easier. It's 2015. Keep your coupons in your phone. Stop what you're doing and text UPDATE to 42767. Listeners will get a text with a link to download it 100% free. Never forget another coupon again. Text the code UPDATE to 42767 right now. That's UPDATE to 42767.
Message and data rates may apply. For terms and privacy, visit RetailMeNot.com.
Hey, Berkey Guy here. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Does your water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Berkey Guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Berkey water purification systems at the lowest available prices online. Don't go another moment without a Berkey system. Over the last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting GoBerkey.com or call me, the Berkey Guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.
Hi, my name is DeRay. Suffering from migraines, having Botox injections in my head and neck to alleviate pain, costing $1,500 out of my pocket. I discovered Dr. Ortman and Gentle Touch Chiropractic Adjustment called NUCA. I'm migraine-free since my first adjustment. Thanks for giving me my life back, Dr. Ortman. I wish they prescribed you instead of Botox.
Thanks, DeRay. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the solution. We design a nutritional supplement program the body can handle and actually absorb, providing nutrients targeting the problem area. Between NUCA and nutrition, we will have you on the road to a faster and more permanent recovery. Look us up on the web at drortman.com or call 952-303-9124. Let us help you feel better faster. Wellspring Spinal Care at 952-303-9124. Again, that's 952-303-9124. Or on the web at drortman.com.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Hey, it's Free Talk Live. We're doing the live Sunday edition of the program. Our toll-free number, if you want to join us here, is 855-450-FREE. Talking about some not-so-shocking allegations. I mean, it's not a surprise that an FBI agent would be a corrupt killer. But those are some of the allegations that are coming out now by someone who appears to be the mentor of Ross Ulbricht. Ross is the guy who's now in prison for life for running the Silk Road, the underground drug marketplace, the most infamous of the underground drug marketplaces.
Why are you not surprised that an FBI agent would be some kind of crazy killer here? Yes, it's crazy that in the circumstance there was already, it was one of them was
DEA, there's one DEA, and there's one Secret Service agent who have gone down now for corruption allegations. Okay. I'm just not surprised, Mark. These cops are corrupt in a lot of cases, and the more power they have at their disposal, the more likely they are to be corrupt. And
the best ones are supposed to be the FBI, right? They're supposed to be the best.
Well, whatever that means, what does it mean to be the best?
I don't know what that means.
We certainly know that power corrupts, and absolute power corrupts absolutely, and somebody at the high levels of the FBI certainly has plenty of power that they can wield. And this guy seems to be a tech wizard as well. This isn't just some clunky agent with a gun running after criminals. This is a tech, kind of IT agent guy who, knows his stuff when it comes to the internet. So he's got, not only does he have his own personal hacking skills at his disposal, he also has whatever tools that the FBI has access to, which I suspect are probably similar to what the NSA has access to as well. So this guy has tremendous level of tools at his disposal, including the entire Justice Department, and you'll see how he wields some of those against the man who is supposed to be Variety Jones. And Vice.com says they have verified the identity, independently they claim, verified the identity of the individual behind the account that is posting some of these allegations. Now, what we don't know is who the FBI agent is yet. That information has not been revealed, and Variety Jones claims to not know. He's been trying to figure it out, but he has not been successful.
That's what he's asking for help for, right?
Well, actually, what he's looking to do now, I'm sure he would appreciate help if someone else could figure it out, but he's actually so desperate now, it seems like, that he's willing to turn himself in. He has actually contacted the FBI. He contacted the agent who is kind of running the operations for the Manhattan District of the FBI, the person who's overseeing the Ross Ulbricht case. He's sent an email, more than one, to this person, telling this person that Severin, I think is that person's name, that they're willing to that Variety Jones is willing to turn himself in, and he hasn't gotten an email back yet.
That's weird.
So, yeah.
You think that the FBI would be really excited to talk to this guy, right?
To talk to one of the founders of the Silk Road. That's who this guy is purportedly claiming to be.
I'd also be more interested if I were he and just, like, going someplace and, you're getting out of here.
He's already out of here. This guy is actually somewhere in, like, Cambodia or whatever.
That is actually where I was thinking.
Yeah. In fact, that's a good chunk of his story that he tells, and it's a long one. I'm not going to read it for you online, but I did link over to the Vice.com summary of it on our Facebook and Twitter, and then I think they linked to the actual post. But part of the story is that at one point, this undercover or this corrupt agent with the FBI, to prove that he's got, the ability to pull strings, he puts out some sort of a be on the lookout, a bolo, if you will, to international policing agencies.
Okay.
And to basically have them, if this guy tries crossing the border, detain him. Okay, so if Variety Jones tries to cross the border in whatever country he's in, take him. Is essentially the order.
Got it.
And he's, in a way, I guess, wherever it is that he is staying, to where he knows some of the authorities, he got together with some of the cops in the area, and he asked them, look, is this happening? Is my name, do they want me, right? And they said, well, we don't have, we're not looking for you, but immigration definitely is. And so he managed to get in touch with the immigration guys, but he claims, this is an amazing story that he writes, right?
Sure.
He claims to have bought them, like, really fancy liquor, and then has a bunch of drinks with them and talks to them about what's happening, is he wanted, and they show him, or he's shown at some point, the wanted flyer with, a terrible picture of him, and so it's real, like, according to him, that the be on the lookout.
That's going to be a crazy thing to see of yourself, by the way.
Yeah, and so he then asked, well, what's the reward? And he said that the reward was like 20,000 of the Thai currency or whatever that is.
Baht.
And apparently that translates into like $700, so some chintzy reward.
Yeah.
So he threw down 50,000 and walked away from the table.
I'll bet.
So it's just a really kind of really freaky story. I'll give you the summary here from Vice.com. Joseph Cox writing, the man believed to be forgotten Silk Road architect Variety Jones has published a series of accusations against someone he suspects is a corrupt FBI employee guilty of crimes including leaking sensitive information to criminals, extorting the owners of dark web marketplaces for bitcoins, and even conspiracy to kidnap. The story of $75 million of pirates' treasure in bitcoins, Variety Jones wrote in a post on a cannabis enthusiast forum Sunday, that's today, under one of his pseudonyms, which is plural of mongoose. The story of a rogue, highly placed member of the FBI who's been making better than an average of $1 million per month, committing felonies with wild abandon just because he can.
If you had that kind of money, why in the world would you, I mean, just why would you get yourself, do something to get yourself caught? That kind of money, just get out of there. Retire, go.
You mean the federal agent?
Yeah.
I guess it's the power and the greed. You know, he's gotten $10 million so far, ostensibly. It's one of the claims that's made in the long version of the story. The FBI agent, you know, bragging, essentially, to Variety Jones about his prowess.
Yeah.
Claiming.
And how much of that is true, you don't know.
We don't. Claiming to have extracted millions already from the existing darknet marketplace.
Right.
And one of the stories that he tells is he predicts the fall of the Evolution marketplace.
Okay.
Now, let me rewind briefly here, because there's obviously a lot of context to this stuff. The Evolution marketplace was the marketplace that went down, I don't know, a few months ago at this point. I think it was over the summer when it went down.
This is another one of these online drug marketplaces that I don't even remember the name of this.
Evolution Marketplace was what it was called, and it was one of the more popular ones.
Okay.
It went under all of a sudden, and the claim was, you know, the classic reason for this is, oh, well, it was a scam by the operators. The operators took everybody's money.
Yeah.
You know, so the idea
makes sense.
The idea is you get one of these darknet markets running, you're anonymous, so no one knows who the hell's operating these darknet marketplaces. So the operators are completely anonymous, and so they run this marketplace for a period of time, let's say 6 months, and it gets busy because it's working, right? The system works. People are buying and selling drugs, and, you know, the drugs are arriving, and the customers are satisfied, and everybody's getting paid. It looks good. And then all of a sudden, bang, marketplace disappears, and however many millions of dollars worth of Bitcoin happen to be in everyone's accounts, the thousands of accounts on the system, that's all gone.
Mm.
So the idea was that this was a scam by these operators. They set up the site with the intention of taking it offline after several months and running with the Bitcoin. And that makes sense.
Sounds legit, sure.
But the claim was the supposed true story, according to this FBI agent, and he predicted, according to Variety Jones, the guy writing the blog post, he predicted the fall of this particular marketplace. His claim was that he had extorted $6 million from this marketplace by hacking into the system, sitting in the back end of the system and waiting for an administrator to log in, identifying the IP address of the administrator, tracking it using his government ability to find out where the IP address is physically from,
okay,
going to that person's house with having thugs go to the person's house, hired thugs.
Where do you get thugs?
And if
I wish I knew where to get thugs.
If you've got the connections and the money, this guy would... You would believe this guy has the thugs based on what he's able to pull off.
Okay.
And then threatening the operator of that marketplace is why he pulled it offline. It's Free Talk Live.
No way. Is that a real bullet necklace?
No, it's a 9mm bullet necklace with matching earrings, you'll notice.
Those are awesome. Where'd you get them?
Dave found them at PatriotNecklace.com.
Wow.
They have a variety of calibers and necklaces and earrings and keychains.
PatriotNecklace.com?
PatriotNecklace.com.
Your choice of caliber bullet includes a rugged American-made stainless steel dog tag chain. A percentage of every sale goes to military and service-related charities. And get a discount by entering GCN at checkout. Show your patriotism and support our troops with a bullet necklace from PatriotNecklace.com.
The human body is more than 60% water. Your brain and muscles are 75% water. And your blood is 92% water. Water is vital to your body, and alkalizing your water is the key to keep it running at its best. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops keep your entire body healthy, boosts energy, promotes weight loss, and even fights cancer. Call 800-518-7615 or go to AlkaVision.com to find out more. That's ALKAVision.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Healthy, organic, fresh fish, robust, mouth-watering vegetables, all from your home. It's called aquaponics. This brilliant, self-sustaining protein and veggie system is perfect for year-round growing. Know exactly where your food is coming from. AquaponicsSource.com is the one-stop shop for all your needs. Fish, fish food, plumbing, full systems, classes, and more. Learn to build your own system. Go to AquaponicsSource.com for a free guide to aquaponics. That's AquaponicsSource.com.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lung. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Live, and you can join us here toll free 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. We've also got Skype. If you want to comment on the latest allegations, surprising allegations for a lot of people, I'm sure, in the Silk Road case, where there's supposedly an FBI agent who has been revealing secret FBI information to people in the darknet markets, specifically one Variety Jones, who is the mentor of the man who created the Silk Road, Ross Ulbricht, who is now in prison for the rest of his life, unless his appeal is successful, which is in the works. The appeal for Ross is still snaking its way through the so-called justice system. And, of course, we've been following this case the entire time in great detail here on Free Talk Live. So if you want to comment, please, we've got Skype open, Skype username lrn.fm, and toll-free number 855-450-FREE. Now, if you want to get some Bitcoin, because Bitcoin's useful for all kinds of stuff, like saving 20% at Amazon, for instance, or more. We'll tell you about that later on. But if you want to get some Bitcoin, get started at expresscoin.com. They will sell you Bitcoin, Litecoin, Dogecoin even. It's fast, safe, easy, and inexpensive. And they're a licensed money services business. You can get cryptocurrency with money order or check. Just get started at expresscoin.com. Whether you're in the U.S. or Canada, they can likely help you. Expresscoin.com. Do it from your smartphone. Download their app. It's expresscoin.com. And don't forget to use coupon code FTL, like Free Talk Live. You'll get up to $40 worth of cryptocurrency with no transfer fee at all when you do it through expresscoin.com, coupon code FTL. So more here from the MyPlanetGanja.com post from Variety Jones, a.k.a. Plural of Mongoose. His real name is ostensibly Thomas, I have it right here, Thomas Clark.
Now,
Roger Thomas Clark.
I'm told on the internet that it's PGP or it didn't happen, is the reality here. And supposedly he posted his PGPs, stuff, and he has been verified by which magazine?
Vice magazine. That's right. And so going on here with the Vice story, which kind of summarizes what is, I don't know how many thousands of words, this very, very detailed post where this gentleman is telling his story about what he's been doing for the last 2 years, because he disappeared. As soon as the Silk Road was taken down, or right around the same time, he went underground. And so now he has risen, shall we say, is being seen on this old forum that he used to hang out on some time ago. So he says it's a story of a bent federale who's leaked me secret grand jury information in an effort to keep me out of the hands of his colleagues. Variety Jones, that's the man writing the long story here, claims that an anonymous source contacted him months after the Silk Road was shut down, offering inside information. The anonymous source, who later called himself Diamond, claimed to be an FBI agent and said he could provide tips about investigations into dark web marketplaces. He claimed to have provided such information to Atlantis, the dark web drug site that would eventually shut down in 2013, according to Variety Jones. I don't know if you remember Atlantis, but they...
Yeah, I remember that one.
They were the first one to kind of make a splash as competing with the Silk Road, and they didn't make it for very long. They were only up for a few months before they shut down. If I recall correctly, Diamond made good on his promise of information, said Variety Jones, by tipping him off ahead of time about the investigations into Karl Marx Force IV and Sean Bridges, two law enforcement officials who stole funds from the Silk Road. And as we mentioned earlier, those two men, Karl Force and Sean Bridges, DEA agent and Secret Service agent respectively, they have pled guilty to those corruption charges. So those cases are closed at this point.
Yeah.
But the thing was, with those two, with the DEA and the Secret Service agent, those corruption charges, they were held back from being revealed during the trial. So Ross Ulbricht and his attorneys knew about this. They knew about these allegations against these agents, the corruption allegations, but they were prohibited from talking about them during the trial. And so now that those guys have been caught on corruption charges, that could be another basis for the appeal. Basically, hey, look, the evidence that you guys used to convict our client was collected in part by these two guys who have now pled guilty to corruption.
Yeah.
So go ahead and strike all that evidence.
They should.
Yeah. I think that's going to be the plan. Whether that'll work or not in court is another question.
Well, it's hard to consider the evidence collected by two agents that have, used their position to steal millions of dollars as particularly good evidence.
I agree. So that's what I'm saying.
Remember,
hope that works.
We exist in a world, in a governmental setup where the idea is that it is better that 10 guilty men go free than that one innocent be convicted. That's the idea. Now, the average person out there in America seems to just not care if innocent people are in prison. That's going to happen. But that's the idea, and that's the way the judicial system's supposed to work.
Well, we know how it's supposed to work, and we know that this judge had it out for Ross Ulbricht.
Oh, it was obvious, it seems to me.
She was doing some terrible things that she should not have been able to do. But that as an aside. So going on here, the undercover, this agent, the secret agent that nobody knows who it is with the FBI, tells Variety Jones about the investigations into these two corrupt cops, the DEA and the Secret Service. And this and other inside information convinced Variety Jones that Diamond was, in fact, an FBI agent, because no one else could have known at the time at which this agent was telling Variety Jones about it. The news had not broken publicly at all about these two men being investigated. Diamond also claimed to be doing a robust business and reaping bitcoins by trading in information and blackmailing dark web marketplace owners. Diamond informed Variety Jones about the imminent closure of the Evolution marketplace in mid-March, allegedly because of an extortion campaign that Diamond carried out against the marketplace. So this guy claims that the entire Evolution marketplace shut down because of him. this diamond character,
yeah,
this FBI agent.
That's crazy.
That he essentially hacked into their system. This is what they don't go into here in the Vice article. The detail is he hacked into their system, supposedly, and then sat there and watched the logs and watched for one of the admins to come in, went to the admin's house, basically. I don't think he did it. He might have hired someone to do it.
But he got the IP for them.
Yeah, got their IP address, tracked down their physical location, went there and literally threatened their life over $6 million. If you don't pay me $6 million, I'll kill you. And so the dude shut down the Evolution Marketplace, raided everyone's accounts, and then handed it over to this undercover agent. So crazy, just crazy allegations here going on. Diamond also claimed to be in possession of a Bitcoin wallet, and this is the real crux of the story. This is why he's contacting Variety Jones.
Right.
He has a Bitcoin wallet containing over 300,000 Bitcoin. So I was wrong. I said $300 million worth. That's about $70 million worth at today's exchange rate.
I can see why you might want to do – somebody could die over $70 million.
That previously belonged to Ross Ulbricht, says the FBI agent.
He can't use it now.
The convicted creator of the Silk Road. The wallet is protected by
– FBI agent wants to make sure that Ross's mother, Lynn, gets the money.
No, he wants the $70 million for himself.
He can steal it.
But he claims he's willing to split it with Variety Jones if Variety Jones helps him get into the wallet.
Okay.
The idea is that Variety might, as the mentor, as the person who was, you know, close buddies online with Ross Ulbricht, might be able to help him get into this this wallet.
Okay.
With it, and of course, as Variety Jones points out in his exposed, you know, his tell-all post, it's like, well, of course he's willing to claim he's going to give me all these millions of dollars, but it wouldn't be hard to bump me off afterward anyway, right? So he's not willing to help him with this particular plan. Anyway, so he claims to have this wallet, but it's protected by a password, and Diamond believes that Variety could help him access, or could maybe he even knows the password, or could help him access the funds in the wallet. He wants me to move to Singapore, says Variety Jones, where he can set up a safe house and know that I am clear from the clutches of the Department of Justice.
Somebody will kill you there.
He also says, exactly, that Diamond warned of an Interpol red notice against him and that immigration police were hunting him in Thailand, where he had been living. Earlier this month, Motherboard published an extensive investigation into the identity of Variety Jones based on the previous work of an independent researcher, La Moustache. Variety Jones made financial and security decisions around the Silk Road and was referred to Ross Ulbricht as a mentor. Referred to by Ross Ulbricht as a mentor. Motherboard named Variety Jones as Roger or Thomas Clark, a Canadian man in his 50s, and tracked him down to the Thai island of Koh Chang. According to his blog post, Variety Jones, a.k.a. Thomas Clark, told Diamond he wanted nothing to do with breaking into the Bitcoin wallet, and that's when Diamond allegedly started making threats and brought Ross Ulbricht's sister and his mother into these threats, including kidnapping and torture. It's Free Talk Live. Is too important a thing to be left in the hands of government bureaucrats, especially when billions of dollars can be created with the swipe of a pen. Overstock.com supports the cryptocurrency movement because it returns the power of an inflation-proof form of money to the people, where it belongs. Did you know that you can use Bitcoin to pay for anything Overstock.com sells while enjoying free shipping on orders of 0.211 Bitcoin or more? If you support freedom and the cryptocurrency movement, you should support Overstock.com.
If you expect secure, privacy-oriented services and real human support from your web hosting provider, choose Virtual Space International. From domain names and SSL certificates to offshore banking accounts, Virtual Space International has been the all-in-one, multi-language solution for over 25 years, and satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. We even accept Bitcoin. Find out how to get 50% off for life at SaveTimeHosting.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
Wait a minute. Don't spend a dime on emergency food storage until you visit ReadySupplyFoods.com. If you're interested in getting the most high-quality food for your money, then see our comparison page where we list all the companies and rank them by value for your dollar. You'll see that Ready Supply Foods sells 50% more food for your money than any other company. GMO-free, 25-year shelf life, great tasting, and free shipping. Make an informed decision by going to ReadySupplyFood.com today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Our Free Talk Live. You can join the show here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We're talking about the latest developments in the Silk Road case, which no one saw this coming. Variety Jones.
I certainly didn't.
the mentor of Ross Ulbricht, the guy who is now in prison for life. For running the Silk Road, the infamous underground drug marketplace taken down by the feds in 2013, Variety Jones, who disappeared in 2013, is back. And it appears that it's him.
It's been checked out through
Vice.com, checked it out. And all the people on this forum, the My Planet Ganja, where he's posting his tell-all about what's been going on in the last couple of years, they seem to believe that it is indeed him. So I'm taking that as legit, and the allegations that he is revealing are pretty amazing regarding one particular agent within the FBI who's super corrupt and super dangerous, has a lot of access to very privileged information, and has shared that information, allegedly, these are all allegations, with Variety Jones, a.k.a., what was it, Thomas Clark, I think it was his real name? Yeah, Thomas Clark, Roger Thomas Clark, he goes by Thomas. And so we've been sharing with you the motherboard.com or .vice.com, motherboard.vice.com summary of what is probably a multiple thousand word post that Variety Jones has made on the My Planet Ganja forums. I linked to the motherboard article on our Facebook and Twitter. I'll put the link directly to the Bitcoin.com thread where we're talking about this stuff. It's pretty amazing. Let's see. Where did I leave off here? Thomas Clark. The threats. Right. So we're going to get to the threats. And what is happening, or allegedly happening, to this Variety Jones is that because he was one of the originators of the Silk Road, he was close to Ross Ulbricht, this FBI agent...
This rogue FBI agent.
Right. ...believes that Variety Jones might be able to help him get into a wallet, a Bitcoin wallet, that has something like 300,000 Bitcoin in it.
That's I don't know why he believes that, right? Like, you know, I know you and I've worked with you for 12 years... I wouldn't call me your mentor, but we're business partners, mm-hmm. and I don't know what the password is to your Bitcoin wallet.
Right. That's right.
I mean, it's an odd thing to believe that a business partner might know. But then again, if it's all you got, it's all you got, right?
Yeah, it's all he's got, besides a kidnapping plot, which he reveals later on. And we'll get to that. So he started making threats. Variety Jones wrote in, and this is again from the Vice.com summary, quote, "If I ever effed up and fell into the hands of the feds, he had the reach and knew the people and most importantly had the funds to have me killed," he wrote. After this, Diamond, who's the FBI agent, supposedly made an extraordinary claim that he would kidnap Ross Ulbricht's sister or mother, or ideally both, get a video-capable phone in front of Ross Ulbricht, and he'd give up that effing passphrase, and Diamond would have them tortured until he did, according to Variety Jones. And if for a moment you don't think that you can get a smartphone to a prisoner in jail, you are totally wrong about that.
Well, yeah, we have prisoners call the show and say that they've that they've seen that situation.
Yeah, exactly. Variety Jones provided a torture.
And this is $70 million, people. This isn't the kind of thing where you're just like, oh, you know, that would be kind of hard. Let's just forget about it.
Well, right. $70 million is what he's after if he could get into that wallet. And he already claims to have extorted something like $10 million from the existing darknet marketplaces. Variety Jones provided a Tor chat ID for Diamond in his forum post. Although the ID is active, whoever is behind it did not immediately respond to messages. Variety Jones claims he contacted Assistant U.S. Attorney for the Southern District of New York, Saren Turner, who prosecuted Ross Ulbricht, to warn him of the actions of Mr. Diamond. Under the circumstances, quote, "I am very concerned about falling into the clutches of Diamond or subjecting myself to custody of the U.S. justice system where, considering the money involved, I would be in fear for my life," unquote. Variety Jones wrote in an email supposedly dated May of 2015 and included in his forum post. So this is the email that he sends to this Severin guy.
The Severin guy? You mean Saren, agent, rather. Special agent Saren,
Saren Turner,
that is supposed to be working for the government and would want very much supposedly to get a hold of Variety Jones and would obviously want to stop a rogue agent inside their organization that he didn't get back to him?
Yeah, he has not written him back at all, and he wrote a follow-up email later, and still the guy, this federal agent, has not gotten back to him.
This dude can't get arrested!
That's correct.
That's crazy.
At this point, there's no way to independently verify Clark's claims, but a.k.a. Variety Jones, but Motherboard has independently confirmed the identity of the individual behind the account. Turner did not immediately respond to Motherboard's request for comment. That's Turner's the FBI agent. And neither did the FBI. So as of right now, the only person talking is Variety Jones. And the Ganja thread, the MyPlanetGanja.com thread, continues on right now. He's actually answering questions here this evening. So anybody that has questions for him can go on this thread, register for an account on the forums, and post their questions.
So dude's in Cambodia right now?
Purportedly he's in Thailand.
Okay.
But maybe he's already moved from Thailand. I don't know. He knows that the...
I wouldn't want people to know where I was if it was a circumstance.
To the absolute best of my... Well, what he says is anybody... in his long... Again, his post is really long. We just shared with you a very brief summary from Vice.com. In his post, he talks about moving from the beach into the woods, basically, in Thailand, and says that anybody who put 90 minutes in could probably figure out where he was. So, you know, the federal government doesn't exactly reach into the woods of Thailand, and so they're not going to be able to go and get him. But he also says in a later post that there's no net closing around him, that they don't want to bring him in. That's one of the reasons why they're not responding to his emails at this point. But he adds here in one of his posts that went up this evening, and this is just sort of as an aside, "To the absolute best of my knowledge, Mr. Mark Karpeles had absolutely zero involvement in the Silk Road website." Now, Mark Karpeles is the guy who founded MT Gox.
He was sort of the second suspect, another suspect in this.
He was talked about in the Silk Road case when Ross was being prosecuted as a possible alternate Dread Pirate Roberts, an alternate operator of the website. This is the guy who was running MT Gox, which is the world's, for a while, most popular Bitcoin exchange, which went under.
And he was spending his own time in jail soon.
He is definitely being charged with various different financial-related crimes. And so Variety Jones says that he was not involved in the Silk Road website in any way, shape, or form. That said, Silk Road wasn't the only darknet market out there. Now, was it? Even if the feds seem to have forgotten that when they cleared him of Silk Road involvement. Stay tuned for more on that from Japan, I'm thinking. The authorities there are sitting on terabytes of interesting data. So we certainly have not heard the end of the Mark Carpella story. But just to go back to the most important element of this story, the most outrageous and shocking portion of it, the kidnapping allegations. So this guy, this FBI agent claims that, look, Variety Jones, right, if you don't help me get into this wallet, I'm going to kidnap people and torture them.
Well, he's saying that he's going to get that money out of that wallet. And
right.
The Variety Jones has the option of, A, helping him, which likely Variety Jones, quite possibly, doesn't have the information to be able to help with. I mean, you know, this is like I said earlier even, Ian, I don't know what, say, the PIN number is on your debit card
right.
or something like that. And we're business partners and have worked together for 12 years.
Yeah, why Ross Ulbricht would have given this man access, who he did not know.
Right,
you know, they
$70
were online,
million. Dollars.
Right, they were online business partners, and they never knew who they, you know, each other were necessarily.
However, you know, I can see why this guy might want that, because he doesn't want to do the much harder work of kidnapping and torturing people.
Yeah.
So this guy, this rogue agent who apparently has made many millions of dollars, you know, taking down other websites, that's the claim, and there's evidence for it, according to at least Variety Jones. And the claim is that Variety Jones wants to turn himself into the FBI. So, you know, it's all looking pretty legit here, that this guy, you know, might very well go and do this for $70 million. If he kidnaps somebody, and in this case, Lynn Ulbricht and Russ Ulbricht's sister.
Right.
And, you know, gets a little torture going on the live stream to an Android phone that he sneaks into wherever Ross is. Bet you Ross comes up with that password pretty quick.
Yes.
And I think he's probably right.
Now, the time frame on this, you may be asking yourself, well, you know, if he was going to do this, why hasn't it happened yet? The idea was that Ross is still sort of in the transitory period, right?
Yeah, like that's
true. He just received sentencing in May. He's being held in some sort of facility. And with the Federal Bureau of Prisons, it may take at least 6 months before you end up in your final facility, if you will. And even then, they could still move you around, which is
they
did with Mark Emery. They moved him around. But the idea would be that he'd be more stationary after 6 months. So if you're going to get him this smartphone that he would need to find out, you know, to verify that his mother has indeed been kidnapped, then you would want him to be in a place in which he's likely going to be there. You can count that he's going to be there, etc. So that was why it was going to be toward the end of this year when the kidnapping plot was supposed to move forward if Variety Jones wouldn't help this guy out. Variety made it sound like he was willing to help, but let's just wait till the end of the year because we've got to talk to Ross at a time at which he's vulnerable, and the idea was that he'd be more vulnerable during the holiday season. So that's what they were waiting for. 855-450-FREE is our number. It's Free Talk Live.
If you expect secure, privacy-oriented services and real human support from your web hosting provider, choose Virtual Space International. From domain names and SSL certificates to offshore banking accounts, Virtual Space International has been the all-in-one, multi-language solution for over 25 years. And satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. We even accept Bitcoin. Find out how to get 50% off for life at SaveTimeHosting.com.
What if you could look back over 150 years to find the actual addresses of your ancestors? Only at TryAncestry.com now through Sunday, you can have access to over 1 billion records in their city directory collection. Trace family members' births, deaths, addresses from historical maps, church affiliations, and more. These city directories haven't been open to the public for free access before. So don't miss this opportunity. Free access ends Sunday and is only at TryAncestry.com. That's TryAncestry.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com. And be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.